You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Well, anyone!
An elastic object will return to its original form if the force acting on it is removed.
Prove it. Take your hands out of your pockets.
I just meant that rather than the elastic limit.
Oh dear, and that sounded like it was going to be fascinating. Thank you, goodbye! And so, what we're talking about is...
resistance. Friction is caused by rubbing.
Quite. So let's have your hands out where we can see them. And it would be possible to predict that behaviour using...
Fleming's left-hand rule.
Do the groundwork, and all you have to do is raise an eyebrow. Leave!
Whatever else you are better than this.
Oh, this is hell, Your Highness, nor am I out of it. Ta-ra! Move!
You should not have to deal with this.
No. Well,
day in, day out. In my country, we have a word for people like her.
Yes, I've heard you use it.
Let's go back via the park. Breathe some fresh air. Nature's a healer.
That's a nice thought. You've really got into Springwatch, haven't you?
Chris Peckham is a good communicator. Passionate. I like watching him.
I know you do.
So?
I have to go to the library, though.
No, come on. Not tonight.
Yes, tonight.
For what reason?
This project. I want to get it right. Get a good mark.
And it needs all this attention?
It needs focus. Yes.
We work all day, and you want to work all night also.
Not all night. An hour or so.
You are very strange.
I know.
You are crackers.
Am I?
Yes, very crackers. I excuse you as you are royal, and it is well known in those circles.
Hey!
Don't be long.
I won't. I promise. Will you make me something to eat? No gherkins!
Your last slave. What did he die from?
Night, miss.
See you tomorrow, miss.
Why are you addressing me?
Miss. Miss.
Who are you?
Me. No one.
You shouldn't be hanging round school gates. They tend to frown on that. Means I have to fill in a form. Go away.
Miss. Nice shoes, miss. You look lovely.
Oh, this planet. Well, go on then.
Do you have to behave like this?
Yes.
You're making an active choice. It's in your power not to be like this.
Yes.
You're something else, Quill.
Yes. Yes, I am. If only I were somewhere else. You!
Miss?
What are you? Year 7?
Yes, miss.
Want to make it to year 8? Move!
Miss!
You again.
Miss!
What do you want?
I just want to say hello.
Excellent. And now you have. And that means... somebody else. You can't wait for Charlie each time. Even my delight in baiting him is wearing thin. Much like his... There we go!
I actually feel sorry for you.
Oh, don't go wasting that emotion. We've millennia before we reach that. I'm still marinating in bile.
You will not drag me down. I will not let you. You must abide by your own standards, but I am better than this.
You? Look at you. Look around you. Where are you? Who are you?
You could, you can make more of yourself than this. I know you can.
I'm always suspicious of anyone who advises following your dreams. I always think, you don't know my dreams. Don't forget your homework, Your Majesty. Is it so much to ask to be able to walk uninterrupted out of the gates and away from this torture?
Miss?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Miss?
Look, I don't know who you are or what you want, but I can inform the head teacher and he can call the police.
Miss?
And that would be exceptionally tedious, as I'd have to wait around and give a statement and waste hours on that kind of due process.
Miss?
Or, as everyone's almost left this benighted place for the evening, I could take you to one side and snap your neck. And don't think that I can't, or that I won't. So...
Miss?
Are you malfunctioning? Can you say anything else? What's wrong with you?
Miss Quill. I'm just trying to be friendly.
Well, don't.
I thought I'd say hello.
Why?
The
days are quite difficult enough without random half-wits lying in wait to accost you.
I can give you some space, if you'd like.
Well, go on then. Lots.
You said it.
Oh. Huh.
Space.
Yes. It was a corny setup, and I have got it. Credit me with a little intelligence.
Beats the school, don't you think?
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
Are you flirting?
But, no, I'm doing something nice.
Technically, this is abduction.
No, I...
What do you want from me?
You looked interesting.
Oh, good. I'm glad I passed your criteria for kidnap.
No, I just mean...
There's only one thing worse than being abducted, and that's not being abducted. How could I live with myself?
Look, I'm not from London either.
You don't say.
I needed to prove that quickly. What else could I do? It's not kidnap. Stop saying kidnap. You don't need to worry.
I'm not worried. I'm inconvenienced and irritated.
I'll take you back. I'll take you back now if you want.
Well, in a minute. Might as well enjoy the view now.
You don't get to see it very often.
No, not anymore.
They work teachers too hard.
Are you being funny?
No, I'm just...
What?
Empathising.
Right. What is this then? Some kind of travel sphere?
Yes, that's right. Well, more of a pod, I suppose. Small thing, but my own. It does the job.
And what job is that?
Well, it just gets me about, you know, place to place.
And how does it work?
Well, I just sort of click my fingers. And we move.
Yeah. This is less impressive.
Yeah, I don't always have control over where we... It's somewhat capricious.
I've heard that before. Where's this then?
It's, well, it looks like a cupboard.
Do you work for the intelligence services, perhaps?
No, I...
And this isn't at all deliberate, this confined space.
No, oh, no, as I say, I don't really, I mean, there's a door there. We could...
Yeah, I think we could, should.
Let me just, sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for the touch panel.
Not there, there.
Get down!
The command dome is breached! We have intruders! They are humanoids! Spies! Destroy them! Destroy them at once!
Move!
Dark! Quick, this way! We can...
Oh. Yeah, you will die, spies!
No, you don't! My way out of this!
Get down!
Ow!
Catch them!
Oh, you tore my coat!
Come on!
Nice.
Not bad.
Get the door open.
Nice moves.
You tore my coat.
So you said.
It's a nice coat.
Yes. Sorry.
Night, miss.
Night.
You shouldn't sit on the ground, miss. Gives you piles, my nan says.
Yeah, thank you. Off you go.
So, enjoy yourself. It's not always like that.
I'd hope not. If I hadn't been there, you'd have had no head by now.
Hey, I can look after myself. Here.
I can get up on my own, thank you.
Same time tomorrow?
Miss, is that your boyfriend?
Oh, you see what you've got? Oh, it's good. It's very good. Very enigmatic.
You've been dumped, miss.
Run along home before I make a stress ball out of your spleen.
Don't run. I've seen every inch of this school. Nowhere warrants that enthusiasm.
Animals.
No insult today. Did you forget?
Oh, what a thoughtful prince you are. I despise you. That do you? I know. Awful, isn't it? Well, this has been a lovely chat, but if you'll excuse me.
What do you think of this, then?
It's a lot of sand.
What?
It's a lot of sand.
Of course it's a lot of sand. It's a desert planet. You can't do this kind of thing through a city. Hold on.
Oh. I'm going to be sick.
I'll slow down. If you're not used to it, it can get a little disorienting, I suppose.
It's not the motion. It's your adolescent excitement.
Oh.
I've been suspended over gravity geysers.
Oh.
Ridden loco salmon upstream of pulse flumes.
Whoa.
I've chased mingle thieves through entire columns of finger twisters, so I think I can handle... Watch where you're going.
What? Whoa. You distracted me.
This is not my fault.
Well, it's a new experience anyway. What's this? The digestive tract? Never seen the inside of one of these critters before. Funny looking, isn't it?
I work at a school in East London.
Isn't the universe varied?
Well, come on then, click your fingers.
No.
If this is where you tell me your fingers have run out of power, or you broke them on your way in, I shall scream.
No, of course not. What a strange thing to say.
Well, come on then. Even if you haven't got better things to be doing, I have.
Wait a moment. I could just transport us out of here, but where's the fun in that when you can do this?
That's a matter grenade.
Yep, I took it from that alien ship when you were high-kicking that thing's throat.
What are you doing?
I'd cover your ears and curl up tight if I were you. Where are your loco salmon now?
Must you do that?
Wasn't that something?
Yes, it was something.
Ooh, careful. That must have looked spectacular from outside.
Did you have quite a sheltered upbringing?
Come on, live a little. Anyway, do my bit for the local ecology. These vultures are stick thin. Can't have eaten in months.
You're a philanthropist.
Yeah, guess I am.
Do you know how dangerous it is to detonate a matter grenade in a confined space?
I knew what I was doing.
I didn't. That's what I don't like.
Your ears will stop ringing soon. They're quite sophisticated artillery. It's the smell I find more difficult. Blair.
Oh, is this what you do? Just bum around like a hatchling on a Deutros high?
I just go looking for things I like that amuse me. Got to do something with the days. And you came along for a second time. I didn't force you.
I'd like to see you try.
It's only a laugh, isn't it? Hey, careful. You almost smiled then.
You think?
What would you be doing if you weren't here?
Oh, I don't know. Regurgitating, insulting the elementary physics to small groups of imbecilic human young? Surviving?
Well, everyone's got to do something.
It was not a choice.
I didn't say it was.
And you?
Me.
Who are you? Intergalactic hedonist?
Something like that.
God, males. The universe-wide confused being enigmatic with being interesting.
I'm someone who gets things done. I'm a solution. I answer a need.
That could make you a mercenary, an engineer, or a prostitute.
I've never liked labels.
It's So much for the ecologist.
Just practicing my aim. Wanna go?
No, thanks.
Go on, it's a laugh.
No, I...
Oh, but you want to. That's interesting.
What's your name?
I'm the...
Oh, you're not one of those bores that goes under a title, are you? The master, the archdeacon, that kind of thing.
I'm the... man?
The man? Well, that shows an admirable lack of ornamentation, I suppose. Though, we're back to my earlier point. You're not being serious.
I rather like it.
The man.
It's got a ring to it.
Ah, all right. The man. Really, sometimes the universe isn't half as varied as it's claimed. So, where next?
You can't always be flitting from place to place. Let's stay here for a while, get in a bit of target practice. Have a go.
I've already said no.
I know, but I can see it in your eyes you'd like to. So why don't you?
Because I don't have to satisfy my every impulse. And I don't have to answer to you.
No. No, you don't.
I like having the place to ourselves. It's nice.
It is nice.
It would be nicer if you were here to enjoy it, rather than doing all your extra studying.
I'm here, and I'm cooking. Look, I never used to cook. When I was very young, I'd sometimes go down to the palace kitchens. I used to quite enjoy that. I'd be allowed to stir the Dark Times pudding, or lick the bowl when Rigid made me joy cake. That was always a treat. I had to stop when I came of age, not the dumb thing. So, you should think yourself lucky. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm looking in this pan and wondering how lucky I should consider myself.
Hey, you said you were going to be nice, remember? It's not as easy as it looks, cooking.
Yes, I remember the toasted sandwich.
Matej, I spent ages looking up recipes online.
I know. Even for a sandwich, you must study. Always study.
I like to do things right.
You are a swot.
I am not.
Not a swot. I think you are a lot of swot.
Matej, you are a very silly person.
Something smells revolting.
You're late again.
Is that allowed?
Yes, of course.
That wasn't a genuine question.
This house needs all the silliness it can get.
And you can see that demonstrated in the diagram at the bottom of the page. So, given that, how do you explain the length contraction? Aaron Stanton?
Me?
Yes.
I thought you were going to ask Charlie.
Why?
Because you always...
Come on, I haven't got all day.
So, you can imagine, I was astonished when I was sent an invitation to the ambassador's reception. I mean, who wants to find themselves at that? And what have the landlossy got an ambassador for anyway? That's like saying, my spit's an ambassador for me. So I'd primed the catering trays with Gestalt viral replicators. The ambassador lifted a nut cluster, and that was the end of the landlossy.
I've never heard of that technology.
It wasn't showy, but it was terribly witty.
I like to feel a bit more involved when I kill.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Sure you don't want to go with this?
I'm quite content sitting here.
Okay.
Feeling the wind in my hair. Looking up at a sky with more than one sun, for a change.
You're missing out, you know.
I beg to differ. I mean, those things, plant life, it's hardly sport. Extreme weeding, that's what you're doing.
I like the way they curl up a second before the blast hits them. Makes me feel alive.
Yes, I can see that.
Cheeky. Sure you're all right there.
Don't you worry about me.
How are you feeling? Want another piece of moonvine?
Yeah, go on.
Here, rip me a stem. Look, I'll take us up over the canopy. Whoa! And there we are. Look at that. The light refracting through the haze. That's the way to see it. Incredible. Come here. Come and stand up here with me. Come on. Come on. See? Look at it. That's not, what is it, Earth? Earth? Where's that? Look at this. Incredible. All the diamond flies, look at them. And that sky, that's the Undark you only get at this hour and on this side of the planet. Isn't it beautiful?
It is like nowhere on Earth. Makes me think of... makes me wish for...
No, no, no. Don't wish for what you haven't got. Enjoy this for what it is. This is here now, and so are we. That's all that matters. That's all.
Yes, I...
Whoa, whoa, steady. You all right?
Yeah. Sorry. Weak.
No, don't apologise.
To myself. No, I am. I am all right. I can breathe up here, finally, again. I can breathe. Oh, I hadn't realised how constricting being marooned on that planet was. I think I'd begun to acclimatise. I must never do that.
Why?
It's not my world.
It's not a bad little place.
It's a prison.
Ah. Right.
That's why this, even if only for a few moments, feels like release. What?
Nothing. It's nice to hear.
Don't go getting sentimental. All this is making me soft. Makes me twitchy.
You're allowed to relax. It's not a bad thing.
I'm allowed to do whatever I want. Let's go looking for trouble.
Look out!
Behind you!
I can see!
And stay down. I'll let you.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll make a point of avoiding here for the foreseeable future, I think.
Oh, they're only Devics, for goodness sake. What are they? The lowest link in a chain of smuggling and petty crime. They're practically bred as punch bags.
That lot certainly were.
They'll survive, most of them. Some of them. The ones you hit, Will. Look, don't spoil it.
I'm not.
It was good.
Yeah, it was.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I like a nice sky, but that was properly relaxing.
You certainly know how to handle yourself.
Yeah, I do.
All right, I can take a hint.
You weren't bad, necessarily.
Praise indeed.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Good evening.
Yes, hello.
I'm trying to get this pan clean. You left it in the oven after you cooked that pie.
Did I?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's all. What?
No, Mateusz.
He's out with April. I'd hardly be doing this if he was here, would I?
Well, I don't know what you boys get up to. Some people find domesticity a kink. I'm going to lie down. You're making a good job of that. Night.
Right, I... Okay, night.
Aaron!
Yeah?
That was adequate.
Oh.
Sarita, mm-hmm. I made it to the end and didn't want to kill myself, so well done. You! I can never remember your name. That was not appalling. Charlie, it's reasonable enough. Yeah, so, not a bad effort all round. Well done. Off you go then, weirdos.
Oh, the sun is shining.
What?
Storm clouds have parted.
Are you obsessing about Thomas Schaffernacker again?
There is fresh air in this room. Quill.
Ah. Yes, I suppose.
It's a lovely change. Come on, it's put me in a good mood. Let's make hay.
Mateusz, what YouTube videos are you watching? Because your idiom is very...
Come on. It is not just an alien language I want to get my tongue around.
Oh. Right,
And no library tonight. No project. This is your project. Polish. I want you to focus on this bowl.
Right, I... Right.
You, boy. Have you seen a man waiting here?
Me, miss?
Yes, you, miss.
No, miss.
A man wasn't here and has walked away, or vanished.
Vanished, miss?
Stupid, preposterous boy. How long have you been standing there?
About 5 minutes. I'm waiting for my dad.
That's unimportant.
Stop. Look at you, my beautiful man. My handsome prince, my liege. Shall I kneel in honor and receive your blessing?
Upstairs! I don't need to see that when I walk in.
We thought you'd be late.
Evidently.
No, of course.
I want to watch Flogget.
We'll go to my room. Come on, Matej.
I like Flogget.
The clouds reappear, and we all get wet. Do not let her get to you.
No, she doesn't. Not really, I just feel...
She's never in this sauce. She's impossible. She always has flies up her nose.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
We need to move out.
Who's going to pay for that?
You are royalty. You are a prince.
That's not going to cut it on a standard tenancy agreement.
You are not going to live with her your whole life.
Of course not. No, look, she's just... I suppose it gets a bit much sometimes, being here.
Does it?
Yes, when you're... Not for me. Don't do that. I'm not talking about us.
Mm-hmm.
Why have we gone from me trying to understand her to you interpreting that as some kind of slight?
I'm just letting you explain.
Well, then let me explain. See... This is how it works. Bad temper. It gets spread around. We were having a nice time. I'm just trying to see it from her point of view.
You are too regal for your own good. She's happy now. She's watching antiques.
Well, she's occupied anyway.
I forgive you.
Oh, good. I didn't realize I needed forgiveness.
And I am now going to show you something that has been passed down through generations of my family.
Mateusz...
Hi.
I don't tend to wait for anything. There's a boy in year 9 who's incapable of being anything less than 5 minutes late through the door, but that's so far down any conceivable scale of importance as to not warrant mentioning.
Yes,
I only do so now to provide some context.
I'm sorry about yesterday.
What about yesterday?
Not being here. I'm here now.
So I see, dressed like that.
Yeah, I thought we'd go out.
Did you dress like that?
Yes, shall we?
I'm not here at your convenience.
I know. Are you angry?
I'm always angry.
I'm sorry. Shall I? I should go.
No.
I don't know what to say.
There's nothing to say. Nothing reduces the misery. Every moment an anguish.
I'm glad I'm not a teacher. What? Was there a flicker there just for a moment? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm...
What?
I'm not very used to talking to anyone.
No. Right, well, I'm glad you feel you can.
There's just something...
What?
I don't know. You make me want to... I feel like I can confide. It's very disconcerting.
Oh, sorry? I can always stop being so nice, if you'd like.
Don't say nice.
Sorry, not nice.
I can't converse with anyone nice.
No, sure, sorry, I mean...
And don't keep saying sorry either. I'm not a believer in apologies.
Right, sure. No? Okay. So I'll just be...
Just carry on doing what you're doing.
Right, yes.
You're doing all right.
Good. Oh, great. Well,
Do I have to do this all myself? Can we just go somewhere? Where were you planning to go?
Ah.
My grandmother would have stood and applauded if I had served that. Well, she would not have hit me, which in this context translates as applause.
It was very nice.
I'm not rich to cook, but I serve as best as I am able.
Hey, this routine isn't as endearing as you think, you know.
I beg your pardon?
Mateusz.
You are in a very odd mood at present.
I didn't ask to be born a prince.
Oh, my heart is bleeding for you. Oh, don't be like that. What is it? Is it this project for which you must work exceptionally hard to get a good mark despite not being able to tell me anything about it, and which is definitely schoolwork and not another boy?
What?
I only asked a question.
Are you being serious? Are you really... You're not really asking me.
I'm not. I'm only pulling at your leg. I'm saying only... You're working very hard.
I know. I know. I'm sorry.
I'm concerned about you. That's all. And a little jealous of your books.
Evening.
You're late in.
Am I?
Where have you been?
I've just out and about.
Where?
Nowhere exciting. I had some marking to do. That's all. You two look like you've had a nice time. I'm going up. See you in the morning.
I'm beginning to question my atheism. Oh my god, you don't think...
What?
No.
What?
You don't think she's seeing someone?
No. No, she can't. No.
She might be.
I'm sure she's just...
We will have to split up if you tell me you believe that she was late because she was marking our work.
No, no, of course I don't.
Well then?
But that doesn't mean... She can't...
You are so prudish. Of course she could be seeing someone. Though I can't imagine who it could be and what they must be like. I mean, is it a man or a woman? Or a beast? I mean, they must eat a hearty breakfast, whoever they are.
No, no, she can't. Not tonight.
What is so special about tonight? She cannot see someone on a first day?
No, nothing special about tonight. That's the point.
I must take your word that you are alien, because you sometimes you seem very, very English.
Okay?
Okay!
You look amazing!
I'm in my work clothes.
That stuff's very trendy around these parts.
That's a fair indication that we shouldn't be looking for a good time around these parts.
Oh! Ah! That was a joke.
Was it?
Wasn't it? It was. She smiled!
Oh, shush!
Look, everyone, I made the mighty Quill smile.
Don't be tedious.
I think I'm starting to get the hang of you.
You certainly are not.
Come on, let yourself go. Good time, you said.
What?
You said you were after a good time.
Oh, I know. What's happened to me?
Maybe you started, I don't know, having one?
If this gets round, my reputation will be ruined.
Ah, who cares?
That material's a lot more forgiving than I thought it might be when you were standing still.
What? Oh, this? Yeah, I've never worn a jumpsuit before. I thought tonight was the night.
You can pull it off. That's something I'd be keen to see.
What?
I said, you look good.
Oh, right. Thanks. You!
What?
Look at you, dancer! Woo! Hey, that's my line.
Oh, that's nice. That breeze.
That's winter coming. Tonight was the last night before hibernation season. That's why they're all going for it in there. They say if you come out unbruised, then you haven't really been. You can dance.
You can't.
I'm impressed.
You mean you're surprised?
Well...
There's not much impetus to dance anymore.
Then I'm glad I was that.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
I'm still, I don't know.
Any moon route left?
A little. Split it. Ta. I sometimes feel like I'm still getting used to my body. You know, wearing it in, you ever get that?
Moon route? Sharing it around?
No.
I could share that piece.
You couldn't.
I'm talking to him.
It's in my mouth.
That's all right. The perfect place to share.
Bit weird.
Come on, sexy.
Sorry, buddy. I'm not looking for...
I saw you looking at me in there.
You really didn't.
I have 8 eyes and 360-degree vision. I saw you looking.
No, I don't think that means...
I know what you want. Come on. Leave her. I've got to catch you.
Don't touch me.
Leave her.
Hey, back off, Bissock. I'm talking to him, not you.
Look, I'm in an extraordinarily good mood, so I'm going to give you one chance. Go.
Come on, my young fawn. Ditch the fussock. You'll have a better time with me. You ever seen a mandible do this?
Whoa.
Bet you'd never seen it do that. Tatty bye! Come on!
Where are we going?
Down here.
Why? He's not gonna follow, not after...
I know.
Well, why?
Because I don't want to do this in front of an audience.
Right. I didn't...
Oh, shut up.
Tatty bye.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes things just pop into your head. You ever find that? What was that?
What?
Did you hear something?
No.
Was that you?
What was me?
Were you laughing?
How could I be laughing? You had your face in mine.
Wait there.
You can do it again if you like.
Let's go.
Oh, well, sure, okay. I've got a capsule too. Ah, that's nice. I always forget how cool it is in here. My ears are ringing. So, where were we? I seem to remember we were interrupted.
True.
Don't start being coy. You leapt on me. Come and sit down. We can just talk. That's okay. I like talking. I have enjoyed meeting you, you know.
Yes.
And I've enjoyed meeting you, too.
And I've enjoyed meeting you, too. The man.
This wasn't at all what I expected.
What did you expect?
I don't know. It's nice. Oh. I mean, fun. I'm having a good time. And I think you might be having a good time, too.
For such a well-seasoned traveller, you're quite...
What?
You're quite gauche.
Gauche?
You're not religious, are you?
No. I'm just... I don't know. I'm going at my own pace. I've never really had anyone to measure myself against.
Tell me about yourself.
Really? Now? I'm not very interesting.
I'm interested, and I don't say that very often.
Oh, I don't know. Wouldn't you rather...
smooth? Are these walls opaque?
What?
The walls. Can we be seen?
No, there's a perception filter.
Good. How does this...
Oh, wait. Hang on.
Does this...
There's three...
What are they? Are they buttons?
No, they're more press studs. Here, let me just...
And this?
Wait, that's a zip.
Oh. You've been working out? What's that?
Surely you've seen one of those before.
No, that sound.
What sound?
Can't you hear it?
I can't hear anything. Where are you going?
Something's going on here. I don't know what it is yet, but I will. What tracking devices do you have in this thing?
Nothing fancy. It's really just a standard travel sphere.
This isn't standard. This is... How wealthy are you? This is top of the range stuff. Something like this. It's got glacio-porous walls.
Right. I've never really thought of
Where's
that.
Your service console? What do you do? Oh, this? This?
No. You just... But I'm not sure what you're hoping to...
That's more like it. Very neat. All hidden away like that. Standard. Right. Where are your tracking clusters?
I think you've seen those already.
Shh! Get dressed. I don't like oddness happening near me when it's got an explanation, but when it hasn't, I get uneasy, and I don't like being uneasy. Here we go. Right. There's nothing in the immediate vicinity. No life signs at all. That doesn't make any sense. Okay, let's go wide. Why is there a cycle trail leading to us? To that island? To that school?
There. That means nothing. We set off from the school. That's where I met you.
Uh-huh. That's not my ident wave. There's no reason for it to be yours, and the locus coordinate is coming from the area of the school.
Quill, come on. The amount of interference and spatial corruption between here and there, the instruments on here are good, sure, but even they...
That is a definite and current psycho trail. Look at it. Look at it!
Anyway,
it's not worth arguing about. We will be there any... Oh!
If you could just say what you're looking for.
There's something up. Something's not right. I can sense it. I can smell it.
We have landed by the bins.
This is where the trail originates.
Ah, who's this?
This. Crouched between the piles of rubbish, this is the Prince of Rhodia. The last of his kind. Stand up.
I will not be spoken to
Explain.
Like this.
Explain.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean for it to... I was just trying to,
Complete sentences.
I was here one lunchtime because sometimes you just need to, get away, and I felt sort of drawn to this place.
Bit weird.
Continue.
Because I noticed that there was a thin leakage of spatiotemporal energy. This school is riddled with pockets of oddness.
You can say that again.
I mean, I'm calling it spatiotemporal energy, but really it's more psychospatial. I don't know what it is really, but I found that I could control it. Well, manipulate it. Just a little. I found I could make it work for me. Little things that I could start to shape reality to my way of thinking. It's too strong a power, really. Something no one should have control over.
And yet...
Well, I mean, to resist, I don't claim to be perfect.
What did you do?
You always seem... I'm conscious of the bond we share, of your servitude, of our exile. I don't apologize for your sentence, you deserve it, but we are yoked together. We're bound to each other, and you always seem so... I wanted you to be...
What?
Happy! I wanted you to be happy.
Are you saying... Was all of this... Is he...
I am the Royal House of Rhodia. I have a duty of care.
You pompous idiot! Have I been performing for your conscience?
No, I haven't been observing.
Oh.
For the most part, I could disassociate myself from the process. It's hard to explain.
I bet it is.
I was selfless. I was creating a world absent of myself, in which you could...
Could?
Flourish. Be better.
Oh, to have such power must be wonderful, but to use it, you claim dominion over me.
You were enjoying yourself. Your behaviour changed. You changed.
I was being manipulated.
You were being diverted.
You have no right.
I am of royal stock. I have duty.
Oh, you're a teenage boy, and like the pursuits of all teenage boys, this one ended in smut and sniggering. How lofty your ideals, how high-minded your intentions, how arrogant your interference in my life. How dare you?
What I did was...
Wrong.
Yes, I know. What?
There are words for people like you. Voyeurs. Creeps. You say you're royal. You don't look very royal to me.
Get off me. You can't... This... You can't. You're created by me. You're a fiction. You don't exist.
Yeah? Then it won't hurt when I hit you, will it?
Is this where all of this was going? Is this some operatic sadomasochistic fetish?
No, this can't be happening!
Do you want me to hit him? He's got a very punchable face.
He has, hasn't he?
Quill!
Shut up.
Quill, I...
Shut up.
I deny you.
I've not had my hand around your throat before. Is this something you'd like to explore?
What?
I'm open to it. If it's something you'd like, if it makes you happy.
This is you. You're doing this, Quill.
Am I?
Let me squeeze your throat. What you read in. It's sort of exciting.
We're by the same source of the energy. You've tapped into it. You're using it to show me Mateus. I get it. Well done. Very clever.
Am I? Is that what I'm doing? Am I doing anything at all?
You can stop now. We're even. I get it.
It's kind of sexy.
Quill! Stop it!
Get off him. We are not even, Your Highness. You set so much store by your royal blood. Blood is liquid, it's not mortality. If you are superior to me by virtue of liquid, then you are not superior at all. You, Your Highness, are a boy. One day you might be a man. This is not that day.
Come on, leave him. Let's go, you and me.
What's this? A duel?
Hey, this is me speaking, not the boy.
You don't exist.
You can be really quite cold. Has anyone ever told you that?
Look, I can't believe I'm having this conversation, even if this isn't him.
It's not me.
Then you're just a residual pocket of energy.
Aren't we all?
Though I do prefer you.
Well, naturally. I didn't know about him, honestly. I always thought I was... Well, it makes sense now, the little doubts. I'd always felt a bit... But I thought everyone felt like that. Do you believe me? When we were together, it was just us. I had no idea about him. I want you to believe me. Say something.
Like what?
I don't know. Oh, well. That's that then. Did you have a nice time? I had a nice time. A good time.
I'm not going to kiss you. That would be demeaning.
No, I know. I can't speak for him, but I liked him.
I will not be shamed for this.
No, I don't expect you will.
I didn't see... I wasn't watching you. I had to be here as an anchor point. It was more about feeling the feelings, that's all.
That's all?
Can you not see that it was... that I was trying to be kind?
My servitude was imposed externally. It's maintained by a violation. Yours is to your own arrogance. I'm going back to the house. Tomorrow we'll arrive. And the next day, and the next, and we will continue as before. What option do we have? I will continue to guard you. Oh, I will guard you. Oh, so close. Think nothing of me, as I think nothing of you. For the rest of our sentence, never again presume.
Were things different, you would... could not speak to me like this.
Things are no different, Your Highness. The opinion I have of you, of your kind, remains unchanged. And to think how you scorn us. No, we have a very different view of class.
So, that's all there is to say.
That was your project.
That was my project.
I wish you had told me.
I don't know why I didn't, really. I was just... I don't know. It felt like something I had to do on my own.
That incredible source of power. And you did that. You can see why she would be angry.
I suppose.
I'm angry too. It was a bad decision.
All right, Mateusz. It's not really helping.
I don't know what you were thinking.
I was trying to be nice.
The ability to create people out of the air, from nothing. And you do not make Chris Beckham.
What?
Or David Beckham.
Well, this is making me feel better in all manner of ways.
A thoughtless waste. Though, you still could...
No! It was obviously some kind of... energy reservoir. It's completely depleted now.
Obviously.
She's going to be vile forever now.
Yes. Yes, she is. Let us cheer up. Let's have a treat. We will watch the 5-day weather forecast on Country Farm.
Mateusz.
Tomasz always dresses down for this.
Mateusz.
It will be a short sleeve shirt, I promise. I will make it happen with my mind.
Mateusz! Do we need to have a talk?
You have been listening to Class, Sweet Nothings, written by Michael Dennis, created by Patrick Ness. Miss Quill was played by Derv LeCerwin, Charlie, Greg Austin, and Mateusz, Jordan Renzo. The Man was played by Richard Mylan. The Stranger, Sean Pritchard. Girl, Kate Morgan-Jones. And Boy, Ross Ford. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The script editor, producer and director was Scott Hancock, and executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haygallery.
Welcome to your physics mock. You have 1 hour to complete the paper. You may begin.
From Big Finish Productions, Class, Volume 4.
Don't know why you're so stressed out. It doesn't matter, does it? It's just a mock.
What? I thought they were important.
They're not even the best way of testing us. It's not like we have to analyse anything either. Just recite the textbook like it's a Bible.
Oh my God!
What's the matter, my liege?
I think I'm going to be sick.
Not a great start, Charlie.
And what is that?
An irritation, because it's very small and very weak, but it just won't go away.
It is a signal from across time and space?
Back of Old Street, actually, which is worrying, as it means something irritating is already here.
Please, Charlie, I can't hold this. I'm losing you. Go, Charlie, go, save yourself.
Charlie, come on.
Big Finish. We love stories.
Damn it. I hate a cliffhanger.
Hello, I'm Scott Hancock, the producer and director of Class, and I am here with...
Dervla Kerwin.
Playing Quill.
Indeed.
This is your last day. How have you found the week?
Oh, I just love doing jobs like this because it's the imagination of the writing that really excites me. And to get to play this incredible, uncompromising, super bitch, really. it's very liberating and it's fun and it's spontaneous.
Mm.
It's highly intuitive, really. And it's just crazy. So it's great. I loved it. I love it. It's great.
That's the thing. You've come in at a point where we're dipping into periods of the TV series, so there's a lot of backstory, and you talk about it being intuitive. But in terms of assessing Quill and latching onto her and everything going on, what did you find were the key qualities that sort of struck you about the characters you read them?
I have to say, as a people pleaser, it's really lovely to play someone who's completely not that. genuinely, someone who's so literally unapologetic about who they are, and if they make people uncomfortable, that's your problem. That's so liberating. So I think that's what I really enjoyed, the fun of it, just the sheer audacity of the woman. It's very, again, I come back to this empowering, it was deeply empowering to play a woman who didn't really care. That's fabulous to play.
And actually, there are lovely moments of vulnerability within the stories we've told.
Huge.
And are coming up.
And... yeah, and she's every right to be angry. I mean, her species has been annihilated. I can't imagine what that must be like. But it was certainly fun trying to crack her open, you know?
And you talk about the imagination of these scripts. The one that listeners will have heard and the ones to come.
Yeah.
They're sort of big. Some are quite cerebral and quite... you know, concept-driven and
very
others are quite action-driven.
Yeah.
Has that been different for you to tackle each day or have some been easier to get your head around?
I'm a bit of a sci-fi geek anyway. In fact, I'm totally am. And I am also deeply interested in science and things like precognition and multi-universes and multi-dimensions. So for me, this is absolutely my seventh heaven. It's not something that frightens me or is threatening. It's just, I like the question that we should all be asking, but what if? Just what if? That's what the whole purpose of acting and immersing yourself in this highly imaginary world. What if? Yeah, this is perfect for me. Perfect for me.
And in terms of Quill's future, there's obviously on screen, she's very pregnant, she's about to give birth.
Yeah.
Where do you think that character could go next? You know, she's free of the iron. She can use weapons again. She's not bound to protect Charlie. She could do absolutely anything.
Well,
she's quite
it.
Dangerous.
I mean, here's the thing. Is she going to be intensely maternal? Or is she going to be struggling with that maternal instinct, which will definitely inhibit her and slow her down and cause her to compromise? That's what could be interesting. Is that here's a woman who's not used to compromising ever and having to, because of course it's her future, the future's there, her potential for a future. I mean, I don't know, you don't ask me, I'm not writing it, but it is mind-blowing what could happen, you know?
And as the last Quill, she's got now offspring.
Yeah, and do we know if it's one or if it's, how many Quills Do we have 7 quills in there?
I think we're only expecting one, but who knows?
Yeah, but you see, there you go, right?
Accidental triplets.
Yeah, yeah, they could be triplets. I mean, I don't know the mating ritual of a quill, but is it incestuous if they mate? You know, is there a potential for a future generation of quills?
That's a terrifying thought.
Yeah, I know. It's great, though, isn't it?
On which note, Dervla, thank you so much for a lovely
meeting. Oh, Scott,
studio.
Thank you. Bye-bye.